the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Good morning. Welcome to America's Music on Saturday morning. The great Johnny Cash and an all-star cast there. You probably noticed in the background, those are the Statler brothers singing back up. Also, the Carter family, including June Carter Cash and Carl Perkins playing in the band, too. Daddy Sang Bass, a song that was recorded this week in 1968. They didn't release it as a single until December of that year, and it went on to be the number one song of the year, 1969. Daddy Sang Bass. Well, good morning. I'm Jim London. If you're a Johnny Cash fan, there's something I got to tell you about right now. You go to WMZQ.com, and in there, on demand, we have this the new release of Johnny Cash, The Lost Performance. It's a live concert of Johnny Cash from many years ago, and if you haven't done so, WMZQ.com, you'll find it right there on the main page. Just click and listen. Well, we're brought to you this morning, America's Music is, by the good folks at Springfield Mall, where our family's been shopping for years and years. Thank you, Springfield Mall, and welcome aboard. Let's go to the phones here, 1-800-505-0098. See what you'd like this morning. Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Good. I was wondering if I could hear Prisoner of the Highway by Eddie Rabbit.
Well, it's actually done by Ronnie Millsap, 1984, but we'll definitely do the song for you this morning on America's Music.
Appreciate it, sir.
Well, give me some Elvis on America's Music, T-R-O-U-B-L-A, a song you're probably used to hearing Travis Tritt do here on WMZQ. This is the anniversary week of Elvis's very first big-time concert. He was mistakenly billed in the newspaper ad as Ellis Presley, but he opened for a famous old country yodeler who you've waited 6 to 8 weeks for delivery on, Slim Whitman, at the Overton Park Bandshell in Memphis, Tennessee, this weekend, 54. Elvis, King of Rock and Roll, and you'll find him on America's Music. Gotta hang on for the last ping here. Hold on. It's a union pinger. You're not allowed to step on that. It's a 6:04 now.
Researchers at the University of Iowa are now looking for a few regular pot smokers for a new study trying to find out what, if any, permanent damage long-term pot use does to the brain. Well, not only will volunteers be safe from getting busted, they'll also get paid about $500 for taking part in the study.
Plus, of course, the $2,000 a month cookie allotment.
I didn't hear about that.
WMZQ, 98.7 FM, Washington station for the hot news sound of today's country. Lori Morgan, something in red, similar to what Mary's wearing today.
It is not. I have no red on.
Her black leather motorcycle jacket with the silver studs and kind of a red design there. Or are those bloodstains?
I'm not sure. Stop
from knife
it.
Fights.
8 minutes till 8 o'clock. If you want to get out and do something this weekend and maybe give back to the community that's given so much to us, well, you can join in the 4th annual C&O Canal Cleanup. It is set for tomorrow morning, and if you'd like to go to one of the spots and get registered, you can find out where they all are by calling any Hudson Trail Outfitters store, because that's their registration point for this year, along with the spots along the canal. That first happened, what is the floods were, what, 96, I guess it was, and the first canal cleanup there. 7:52, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock, WGAY headline news next. I'm Jim London, Jerry Edwards in the traffic center.
Morning.
Friday, how you doing?
Oh.
Listen to that. You know, that was heartfelt. That was not rehearsed. That was from the heart, man.
You got that right. The minute you said Friday, I'm a happy camper.
Well, Doug, the intern, just reported, since he just got here a few minutes ago. I've been here about an hour and didn't hit any rain, but he said there's just enough of a sprinkle to not quite wipe the bugs off his windshield. Gives you an indication of what his vehicle must look like.
Yeah, oh, God. That's a thought I want to think of before breakfast.
Imagine, just for a moment, nothing. No clocks, no ringing phone, no traffic jams, no radios, no newspapers, and no crowds. Now, imagine a Club Med vacation. An island village where aqua seas brush dazzling white shores, where lush green palms line wandering paths. A place where evenings are filled with entertainment and dancing. A Club Med vacation is like none other. Ask your travel agent.
Every year, massive storms destroy lives and property along our nation's shores. NASA's Earth Science Technology uses a variety of instruments to unlock the mysteries of devastating hurricanes. During storms, Sentinel satellite drones in low Earth orbits use lightweight rainfall radiometers to provide advanced weather prediction of global climate change.
We're about to bring you the 7th annual Country Heroes Special. Following the September 11th attack on America, there are more ordinary heroes in the country this year than ever before. Hi, this is Jim London. Our host this year is one of the most successful artists in country music today, a man that scored a number one hit with his debut single 8 years ago and has been a star ever since. Last year, he moved up to the very highest level among country's top male artists, thanks to hits like How Do You Like Me Now and I'm Just Talking About Tonight. I'm talking about Toby Keith.
Tropical Storm Edward is closing in on the Gulf Coast, about 85 miles east of Galveston, Texas right now, with sustained winds near 65 miles an hour. Edward's expected to produce up to 5 inches of rain for parts of coastal Louisiana, nearly a foot for southeastern Texas. The Federal Reserve today expected to announce interest rates will remain unchanged following a meeting of the Open Market Committee. Today's gathering comes just after former head Alan Greenspan predicted many more banks and financial institutions will need bailouts. That's Never on the Air Check News. I'm Jim London.